Hi, Esmeralda. Welcome in.
Hi, thank you.
So you, over the weekend, you went to the Seafood Village. What's it?
Seafood City.
Seafood City. It's not a village. It's an entire city.
It's a city, and there's Noodle Street, Crispy Town.
Yeah, and another
and
section. Grill Village.
Grill City.
All right.
Yeah, Grill City, Noodle Street, and Crispy Town are where you can get food.
That's where you can get food. But you went and ventured into the supermarket portion of this place and found some weird sort of...
Yeah, I got some candies.
You got some candies. We're going to taste test them.
Yes.
So, Dan, you might want to come in and grab some candy so you can taste test
Have some candies.
And the last time we did this was for that banana thing that your friend gave you, which was pretty nasty. And then we also taste tested Abba Zabba.
No.
Which he... All right. So what's the first thing we're going to try here?
Haw Flakes.
Can I...
I have no idea what that means. Well, I looked it up earlier.
All right. Haw Flakes.
But when I bought it, I was like, what is that?
See,
because there's no... The packaging is no determining...
It's a product it's a product of China, it says.
Right.
And it is
Haw Flakes.
Haw Flakes, which would be H-A-W.
Yeah, it's made of haw, sugar, and water.
Yeah.
So that did not help.
And they're all right. So this was in the candy section.
It was.
Because a lot of these sort of strange Asian food products, I immediately think fish.
Me too. I thought, oh no, is this like fish flakes?
Yeah, that's what I thought looking at it.
Yeah.
And does Vic have a...
What's disturbing a little bit, right, is that it says you have to keep it in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. Why would that...
Because it turns into a gremlin if you don't.
Right. Why would that warn you of that?
But here,
that's everything. That's like chocolate. Don't put it in the sunlight.
That's a good point.
Did you see the ingredients?
Haw.
Haw and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not familiar with haw.
Neither am I.
I'm familiar with Hee Haw, the show from the 70s.
Surprise, this is from 1978.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Hee-haw. No, it's... So I looked up what haw was, and it's some sort of fruit.
It's in the fruit family.
It's a fruit.
All right. Dan, have you ever heard of haw?
This is the first time.
All right.
Yeah, I had to research.
All right, so, we're going to open it up here and give it a...
It smells a bit funky.
Yes, it does. Oh, boy.
I don't know what...
They're like little chips.
They're haw flakes.
They look like little discs.
Yeah.
They're like light brown...
Oh, mine fell on the ground. Sorry.
Oh.
There's a bunch more in there, Vic.
They're about the size. They're a little bit. They're about the size of a penny.
All right. Are we eating this?
Yeah. Each disc is about the size of a penny. All right?
That's right.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's not the worst. It's not bad.
Wait a minute.
It's tart fruity.
Wait a minute.
What?
No, that's not good.
It's like a tart fruitiness.
No.
You don't like it? I don't mind it.
Yeah, I don't mind it either.
I don't understand it.
It's just fruity.
You don't understand it. You eat it.
It's just fruit. It's kind of fruity.
Where do flakes come in?
I don't know.
They have to be...
Maybe these, like, if you were to throw these discs into the air, they would flake.
They're not bad, actually.
They'd fall like flakes.
Haw flakes. It should be haw
discs.
You can
tell it's fruit, yeah.
Right. The one thing I would be worried about is the red number 40 dye, which I think is...
Is it in here?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We're all going to grow...
An extra arm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe an eye in the middle of our forehead.
All right, so what's the verdict here?
I don't mind it. I could eat these.
You like them? Esmeralda would eat that.
I would eat that. Would you eat that?
I would not. I would not. That was not exactly a pleasant experience for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Dan and I liked it.
Yeah. A lot of countries other than the U.S., a lot of countries, the base ingredient of a lot of their candy is fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that healthy?
Yeah.
Wow, all
and
right.
Red dye number 40.
Other than the red dye number 40.
Why does it look brown if there's a red dye?
Yeah,
right?
Why? It's just an unpleasant looking.
It's a subtle.
It looks kind of like a small bologna. It's exactly like a small bologna slice, doesn't it?
So then you should be
it
fine
looks
with
exactly
this.
Exactly like
Nick.
A penny sized slice
a tiny
of bologna.
Bologna.
which is disgusting.
Tiny Baloney. That was my radio name in college. Yeah, Tiny Baloney. Yeah, no. I'm saying no on the Haw Flakes. Dan, you're saying yes?
A quantified yes.
I don't know if I could just be like, yeah, I'm from Haw Flakes.
I got a taste for Haw Flakes.
And snack on them. I'd be curious as to what the actual fruit tastes like.
Yeah.
What does Haw taste like?
All right.
In its purest form.
Without the dye.
Yes.
All right. Well, the Haw Flakes, 3 out of 4 people would go back and eat that. I'm the fourth.
I mean, I got like 6 more packages of this stuff, so I got to eat it.
You guys have fun with it. All right. What's the next item up for bids?
I threw away the pack in the front. Tamarind candy, which isn't that crazy.
Tamarind candy.
Yeah, it's not that insane.
Do we know the brand name? No, you threw the thing out. Okay, so that's tamarind
candy. It just said tamarind candy on it.
And it was tamarind candy.
Did we just give one? There. They look gross. They don't look very appetizing.
No, they don't look very appetizing. I'm starting out with that.
But there's a lot of unappetizing candies.
Unappetizing looking candies.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is, Esmeralda, as a cook and as someone who mm-hmm. enjoys cooking,
mm-hmm.
you eat with your eyes first.
Right. You should probably close your eyes.
My eyes are telling me that I'm not hungry.
Close
right
your
now.
Eyes.
Vic, what do you think visually of the...
Dan just pulled this one out of his pocket, and it doesn't have a wrapper. So I'm a little
suspect.
Well,
because there's a bunch of them. I might as well just give you one, then you throw out the rest. Okay.
It looks a lot like one of those little jelly candies that's covered in sugar.
Oh, there you go. Well, this is salt. It's salted tamarind.
How many are in one package?
6.
6 in a package. So you get
3.
6 little...
Oh, no, there's 5.
There's 5 little unattractive nuggets.
Little brown nuggets.
Little brown nuggets that look like you might find them in a gerbil's cage.
I mean, that would be a very healthy gerbil.
Yeah, no, I know.
These are pretty large.
Pretty large for
nuggets.
A gerbil dropping. All right, well, what is it called? Tamarind flakes?
Salted tamarind.
Just salted tamarind.
Oh, wait, there's a seed. Watch out, guys.
Oh, there's a seed?
Ooh.
Or wait, I'm not sure. That could have just been hard stuff.
Dan's face. It's too early for this.
This is terrible.
Oh, wait, there is a seed.
Oh.
It's very tiny.
Dan just spit it up into the garbage can.
I don't mind this. I like tamarind.
No, this is bad, man.
And I like really salty.
I think I've had tamarind before, some good tamarind.
That's bad.
This is it's just
terrible.
Too early for that.
No time is right for that.
This reminds me of
crap?
If you go to the Asian markets, other Asian markets, I think they had them there too, but I'd already known them.
Oh.
They're
oh my God.
Sugar plums or plums, and then they put salt. And
yeah, that's fine. This is disgusting.
But they're really salty, and I used to put them in a lime or an orange and then eat it that way.
See, and the other thing is, but it's just not only was it, did it taste, Dan and I are both losing it. Vic, what did you think?
I think it's too early for tamarind.
I don't mind it. I, again, did not
mind.
Yeah,
it's like having an anchovy for breakfast.
So far, bologna and anchovy are what.
I think
that was really bad
later in the
really?
Day. Maybe.
And on top of that, it was just unpleasant to eat because there was a big hard seed in the middle.
There's
of it.
Two. I found 2 seeds.
No,
two
just, that was
seeds.
That was just an unpleasant experience all the way around.
I don't know how you snack on that.
You don't snack on that. You bust your teeth and vomit. That's what you do. That's what you do.
Wow.
All right, we got a break here. Now, we got the banana thing now?
Yeah.
All right, let's set that
Waltz
up.
Waltz block.
Waltz block! That's from Serbia.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll try Waltz block, which has hazelnuts and bananas on the package. So that sounds more pleasant than seeds and gerbil turds.
Names in our ears. You'll have to speak up. I've got beans
I have beans in my ears.
That seems dangerous.
2 for Tuesday. Yeah! RJ All Day, Serendipity Singers with Beans in My Ears.
Mm. Like lima beans?
I'd rather eat beans from my ears than that last thing we
said. Yeah, I'll tell you right now.
I finished it off. Oh, I didn't mind it that much.
Jeez. So we are taste testing some crap. this was weird foreign candy.
Yes.
The first one was Haw Flakes.
Yeah, from China.
From China, which was like a little disc of haw.
Bologna disc, says Vic.
Bologna disc.
Describe them.
And then tamarind candy,
yeah,
which was salted.
Salted tamarind.
And was
candy.
Awful.
I liked it.
Awful. And now, explain what we've got now.
So this one is Waltz Block.
Waltz Block.
Banana.
Spell it for everybody.
WALTZBLOK, and then banana.
So there are bananas and hazelnuts,
yes,
on the package.
There's
itself.
A picture, yes.
And by the way, if you want to see the extraordinarily weird candies, we're going to post a picture up on the Facebook page at some point.
Yeah, it's from Serbia, and what I thought was odd, I opened the package and there was no name at all on the candy. The chocolate
like
is
they,
nameless. It's just a
like
it's literally
no
a
stamp.
Block.
There's no stamp on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a block.
There's some candy bars that are like that though.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean the John Wayne candy bar was like that.
Well, I've started eating this already. Okay. Are we supposed to I just looked up at the screen, and you guys are not chewing.
Well, we're still looking
that
at it.
That is delicious.
Uh-oh.
Oh, is it good? Oh.
All right. Well, let's try it.
I apologize.
Here we go. All right. Yum.
Mm. That chocolate's
good,
nice.
I like it.
You know, that's not bad.
No, that's good.
I don't even mind the banana.
It's good. The banana thing, I will say this.
This one tastes like banana.
It
like
does,
a real
but
one.
I don't know. It tastes like artificial banana to me.
It a little bit. I can see the real.
But the middle part is great.
Mm-hmm.
Like the hazelnut part in the middle.
Well, then I don't know if I like how gooey.
The consistency is a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's like creamy,
a for those people who can't. It's like a sandwich. It's like a thin layer of banana candies. And in the middle is like a thin layer of like hazelnuts, like sort of like cream.
Mm-hmm. It's creamy.
It's easily the best of the three. Without question, it's the best of the three candies.
Yeah. It says on the package that this product consists 60%, 67% of milk and 33% of cocoa cream products. So it's very creamy.
Yeah.
Consistency.
Well, you know how I feel about dairy products.
You, yeah.
And milk.
Yeah.
Well, by far the best.
No, it was not bad.
Vic, what you liked it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Three servings per container. One serving is 160 grams.
All right.
That's a lot for a candy bar.
It is.
I would think, right? Usually it's one serving and done.
Yeah.
Those servings, they got to save it.
All right. Dan, you didn't seem to enjoy this either.
I did not. Yuck. I'm not a banana guy in general.
Is it the banana?
Yeah, I'm not a banana person.
This is tolerable. Yeah. The other banana stuff was too sweet.
Yeah. No, I like this.
Too weird banana
stuff. I like this. The Serbian candy bar wins this morning.
Waltz Block.
Waltz Block. That was my radio name in Serbia. That was my radio
name. Serbia. Mm.
Waltz Block.
Wasn't that exciting?
So did you come back to America and start bologna and anchovy, or was that pre-Serbia? Or you got into trouble with bologna and anchovy and had to go to Serbia?
Well, it was tiny bologna.
Tiny
bologna was my name. All right, well, that was interesting. You got to bring more of this stuff in.
I will.
As long as it doesn't have that seed in it.
Well, that's, you know, it's tamarind.
I don't care. That was an unpleasant experience for me. Well, the Waltz Block was good.
Well, I mean, you know, chocolate, hazelnut.
Chocolate, you know, you get a little hazelnut, a little banana, that's and very creamy. And Vic seemed to enjoy the Waltz Block the most.
And the earliest.
No no anchovies for the morning. All right, well, there you go. A couple of quick phrases that people hate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it's not rocket science. I hate bucket list.
These are just, it's just odd things. Like, that's just a word. Those are words. Bucket list. It's a phrase.
And then finally, What about for Pete's sake? Who is Pete?
There you go.
And they do spell it like the person.
Yeah.
Because it could be P-E-E-T, but it's always Pete, P-E-T.
Like, is it man to Pete's sake?
Well, I was thinking like Pete Moss.
Yeah. Okay. I think we just ate some of that. I think we just
some
ate
Pete
some
Moss?
Pete Moss. Yeah.
You wish.
Okay. My wish.
You wish it was Pete Moss.
All right. We got a break here. The news is coming up next.